Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Hey, this is John Hollis with Rockers in Recovery. I want to welcome everybody to the show. Thank you for tuning in. At this time, I want to explain to you that Rockers in Recovery has been around since 2008. Started out as a media company, Rockers in Recovery Radio and Productions. And soon after, got trademarked as Rockers in Recovery. But we have, over the years, brought radio shows like this to folks in the recovery community, and not necessarily those in the recovery community, a message of hope that you can do something different with your life if you are a problem child like I was when I was growing up and even into my adulthood. You can change. Things can be different. And the struggle with drug addiction can cease, and you can have a better life. You can check us out at rockersandrecovery.com. At rockersandrecovery.com, click on the About tab, and it'll tell you everything that you need to know about Rockers in Recovery, where we came from, what we do, and how we do it. On the right-hand side, you'll see the event category. We have three events coming up. Check them out. The September 9th up in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, we're doing our Rockers in Recovery Music Festival. It'll be our 27th concert production nationwide, and then we have October 7th in Jensen Beach at The Place. It's a great place. It's a great hangout to go and hang out at The Place in Jensen Beach. Come and check out the Rockers in Recovery production there. We got some great great people playing that. You can check all of that out at rockersinrecovery.com. I want to take a moment and just talk about the whole Texas flood and hurricane, and our prayers from Rockers in Recovery to all that are affected, and the families and the people that are going through the devastation out there in Texas and Houston area and all of those counties right now with the flooding, and most importantly to people that are, you know, out there suffering and going through what they're going through. Our prayers go out to all of those folks. Tonight we got a great show for you. We got Sober Map that's going to be on. It's going to be Sober Map's kind of cool. You can find your meeting anywhere on the road. So if you're a rocker in recovery and you're out there and you're hanging out and you're going to a show, you can go to Sober Map app and click on that, and you can find a meeting in the area. If you're a rocker, like you know, Peter Keys or Mike Zito, and you need a meeting and you're doing a gig, you can just go on Sober Map, click on it, and find a meeting. And we're going to be talking with John P. about that here coming up in a little bit. But right now, I am going to bring on a gentleman. His name is George, and he's from Just Believe Recovery Center. And Just Believe Recovery Center has not only supported the Rockers in Recovery events over the years, but they're also a supporter of the upcoming event up in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. But they're also part of supporting the club, the nonprofit club that's going to be happening in Jensen Beach. And we want to bring on George and thank them for their service to the community. George, thank you for being on the show.
Hey, John, thanks for having us. We're excited to be here. Just Believe Recovery, you know, partnering up with Rockers in Recovery is very exciting.
Yeah, and you know something, I got to tell you, Cindy, you know, it has supported Rockers in Recovery in the past. We're very grateful to all that she does for the community. And it's not just with Rockers in Recovery. She does it with many organizations. She's a wonderful lady, and Just Believe is a wonderful organization, and you help a lot of people. Can you give our listeners a little bit of background on Just Believe, and, you know, what is the model? What do you guys try to approach? What is it all about? What do you do to help an individual that's struggling?
Well, I think you spoke to it with Cindy. Cindy Bellino is the founder, and her idea was to help people, you know, struggling. She started with helping women in her home and found that there was a bigger need, and these were just women that were addicted to drugs and alcohol, and she would take them in while she was, you know, working in a different industry, and she found there was a need and seen that there was that she could do something. So she went against all odds and opened up the Florida facility, and has since we've got, you know, over 1,500 alumni here in Florida. And since then, she actually went back to her hometown in Carbondale, Pennsylvania, and there was a hospital that was closed down, and she opened that hospital up and made what's now Just Believe Recovery of Carbondale. And I think, John, if you have a moment, I can read our mission statement, and that would kind of sum up everything. It'll explain a lot. It's a short one paragraph.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead, for sure.
So our mission is to provide the highest level of personalized care and treatment to each client who enters our facility. Our staff demonstrates concern and compassion while working with clients in a direct, respectful, and honest manner. We provide a therapeutic community where a safe and serene environment creates an atmosphere conducive to recovery and change. We consistently convey the message, and I think this is what's important. We believe that recovery is possible for everyone.
People need to understand is that as far as recovery is concerned, it's not just a cookie-cutter approach. You guys really look at the person as an individual. And, you know, there's organizations that don't do that. And, you know, something to kind of group everybody together. And I don't believe that works, in my opinion, anyway. That's not the opinion of Rockers in Recovery. That's my opinion, personal opinion. But I got to understand, you know, you got to understand that I think that by looking at a person for who they are and working with them, you're doing them justice. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree, and that's close to my heart. Today I was in my office, and you know, we actually service the LGBT community and transgender community, and I had a client coming in. She's leaving tomorrow, and very excited. Said she'd been to, you know, maybe 12 treatment centers. I don't remember the exact number. And just stated how, you know, our facility, the people cared. And that went from everybody from the maintenance all the way up to Cindy herself. And everybody stopped, say hello, talk how you're doing. Therapist doors are always open. And I think there are a lot of treatment centers out there that do the same thing. So it's nice to be a part of that.
When you look at the heroin epidemic, the opioid epidemic that's raging across the country right now, you know, you're talking about 140, 150 deaths per day, more than guns and accidents combined. You know what I mean? It's just scary. And what would you say to a family member out there right now, somebody that's struggling with, you know, a family member that needs help? What would you say to that person to be able to help the individual?
Well, I'd say first, and I'm sure you know this, you know, enabling. We tend to do that. We enable, thinking things are going to get better. And I was actually going to read a letter to you of a patient who lost their life, and I think the parent's biggest regret was enabling. So I think that would be the first thing, is to stop enabling, you know, face it for what it is, and help them to make the change. And a lot of it is underlying issues, and that's where I think our treatment center comes in. And with our trauma track and our individualized treatment, we're able to, you know, help a lot of people. But it's to stop the denial and get honest.
Let's read that letter. Go ahead. I want to hear the letter.
Well, I'd have to put you on. I don't have it in front of me. It's on my phone, so I actually don't have it. I'd have to put you on speaker to do that.
Well, give us the highlights of it, if you can do that.
Well, the highlights are that the client came through, and unfortunately, after our program, relapsed. And the mother stated how her biggest, I guess it would be, I don't know how I would say it. Well, she enabled him throughout his whole addiction process. And when he came to just believe, he found friends, he found people who helped him. We actually had some people go up for his funeral, and she couldn't thank us enough. And I guess more of her words were encouragement for the people still in treatment or seeking treatment, was to actually reach out, get help before it's too late. And I think her underlying message is that, you know, it's not too late. You just have to kind of reach out and trust the process.
And that's, you know, that brought me to my next question, because the next question was going to be real simple. You know, what would you say to the person that's struggling, that's on the fence? I mean, listen, we have people that come in, they come into recovery for the first time. They might go through detox and into treatment and then into a 12-step approach, and it doesn't work, and they go back out, and they're scared, and they're, you know, they're filled with regret and remorse, and, you know, they're afraid to go back in. They got filled with shame. All of those things happen when you attempt to get, you know, recovery, and it fails for you, you know, that time. And there's a lot of people that give up and don't come back. What would you say to that person that's out there right now that's struggling, that, you know, has given it, you know, numerous shots, and they're, you know, on the fence, and highly suicidal and homicidal and all the rest of the things that come with the insanity of addiction.
Sure, and I think that's a tough one. What would you say to each individual? Because each one is different, but the general idea is don't give up. I mean, you have a lot to offer, and one of the things I do, and, you know, of course, we have people who want AMA and people who I've, you know, grown close to in treatment, and one of the things I say is in the long run, you're going to help people. You're going to come through this on the other end, and people are going to look up to you and say, hey, he did it, she did it, I can do it. And I think that's the most important thing. I think that's what recovery is about, is giving back. So I think, you know, that really sets in for a lot of people, because a lot of people are using with other people. They have brothers, sisters, family members that are also using or looking up to them. So I think that seems to resonate. And I think we've also partnered up with a program here locally. It's called NOPE. And what we're going to do is go into the schools and present the NOPE program. And that's going to, you know, we're going to be elementary, high school, college, and there's a parent track as well. And we're going to actually, it's going to be real. It's going to be scary. There's going to be, you know, real life deaths that we're going to talk about. We're going to have real life family members, survivors. And, you know, sometimes that's the most beneficial way is to get real. And a lot of people don't do that. And if you know Cindy, you know that's kind of her approach.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, I think that when you look at the big picture of what's going on with the whole epidemic, it all starts with us all working together and going out into the community and putting on events. And I don't care if it's a Rockers in Recovery event, it's an Addicts Mom event, or whatever, you know, advocacy program, or for us, it's going out. We're community-based, you know, a media company that puts on events and invites other charitable organizations from the local area to come out so we can seed the community. This is all about folks like you, George, and Cindy, you know, and Just Believe, going out and helping the community. I thank you again so much for your support and everything that you have, you know, been able to do for Rockers in Recovery over the years to make it possible for us to go out and educate the community but have fun while doing it. Because, you know something, we're not a glum lot. We're out there to have some fun and show people that, you know, recovery can be fun and it's possible. And again, I want to thank you. And in closing, anything that you would like to say to the listeners in regards to, you know, helping them or helping a loved one?
Well, I would say you can always go online. We have a 24-hour helpline that's available. You just have to look up Just Believe. I don't need to put out the website address. And if you don't get help through Just Believe, reach out to somebody. There's somebody out there to help you that will fit your needs. And I also I want to take this time and kind of thank the staff. You know, we have a tech staff, and people kind of get overlooked. There's Cindy, there's myself, there's upper management. But we have a great group of core people that are probably the most important day-to-day that actually help the clients, and we have numerous letters that call out a staff member by name. So I think it's the staff members, the techs in this industry is what they're called, that really do a great part in helping people recover. And I want to thank them. Yeah, I want to thank them throughout the industry.
Great stuff, man. JustBelieve.com, phone number is 800-723-7376. George, thank you for being on the show. We look forward to, of course, you know, having you guys up there in Wilkes-Barre. And then, of course, they are also sponsoring the November 11th gig down in Pompano Beach. And we have Just Believe's event coming up at the place. And we got a lot of stuff going on October 7th. So we're going to be around you guys a lot, and we're looking forward to it.
Yes, sir. We're excited. Thank you for having us on.
You bet. We'll have you back on soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. There you go. And Just Believe, thank you again, Cindy. Happy birthday. I know that it's Cindy's birthday today, and I would just want to wish her a happy, healthy, and, you know, future that is beyond her wildest dreams. Happy birthday, Cindy. And we have our buddy John P. I met John P. I don't know. God, it feels like a century ago. But John was somebody that when we started out in the radio industry, he was doing a radio show too back in 2008. and 2007. And we, you know, really hit it off. I think we actually went to a tennis match together. There's a funny story behind that, but I won't get into that tonight. But the whole process of recovery, John P. and a lot of his friends, Nick, and some of the other guys that I, you know, met John through Nick and some other other folks, they're all a power of example to me, and they're all in the recovery community. And, you know, they're always looking at how they can help the next person. Who's the person in recovery that needs help or, you know, that's struggling, and how can we help them and really help them to get the necessary understanding of what recovery means. They really worked hard on putting this app out, and I'm going to bring John on. It is called Sober Map, and it's a really, really cool thing. John, how you doing today, buddy?
Great, man. John, yeah, thanks for the introduction. I really appreciate that. And first of all, thanks for all you've done in the recovery community with the station, the events. It's really great to see how much you've given back over the years. So I've been watching you over the years, and it's great to reconnect. And you know, I appreciate the opportunity to speak tonight.
Right. You know, it's funny, John. Mm-hmm. It's funny because you're talking about, you know, just the roads of people in recovery. You know, you cannot see somebody for a year or 2 years or 5 years. And it's like, you know, when you get on the phone, we talked on the phone for an hour, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's
how real
true relationships are formed in recovery. You cannot see somebody for a year and then get on the phone with them. It's like you've never been apart.
Yeah, you don't skip a beat. Yeah, and that's what's been great about recovery. No matter what you're in this state, wherever you travel throughout the world, the people you meet, you may not see them for months, sometimes years, and when you meet them, it's just like you were with them the day before. It's great. Recovery has really provided me a wonderful way of living, right? And truly appreciate that. And I think everybody's involved in it, like you have been. It makes that connection stronger. So you feel like you've always been there.
Yeah. Here's the cool part. You know, being a part of Rockers in Recovery and knowing people that, like myself, I'm a rocker in recovery. I like to go out. I love to go to meetings, and I love to go to festivals and events and you know, in the real world type of thing. You know what I mean? But I'm a rocker that's in recovery. And then we have the musicians that are rockers in recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And this new app you guys developed really, really is impressive. Sober Map gives everybody the ability that if I decide I'm going to go to a concert in Wisconsin,
right,
I can literally, or, you know, wherever. Right now it's the state of Florida, but the cool part is that what you're getting ready to develop is going to be huge. And anywhere that you go, you'll be able to just go on and click on the app. I put the app on all of the phones in the house, by the way. And one of the cool things was we were looking at Tallahassee today, and it was just like, man, meetings popped up everywhere. It really was incredible. And then there's the drop down that will tell you each one. You know what I mean? It's really a cool setup the way you guys did this. Tell
great,
us
great,
how it
thanks.
Was developed and mm-hmm. how it
mm-hmm.
came about.
So what happened, actually, when I've been in recovery for a long time, but over 15 years ago when I first was trying to get sober, I wasn't doing the step work. My sobriety was fragile, and I was traveling all the time. And part of my job over the years, over the last three decades, has been traveling. So I would go to the countries in Latin America. I would go to different states, the United States. And I had a difficulty finding meetings. Trying to navigate the webs, find the meetings. I'd find a meeting, and that meeting wasn't there. It was frustrating. So a lot of times I ended up, especially early on, not going to meetings or finding them. And I was uncomfortable. I was insecure at the time. I always wanted to feel like I was part of something. So invariably, I would drink on the road over 15 years ago. And then 15 years ago when I finally had my last legal event, you might say, I took recovery seriously, and I worked the steps. And I still was traveling. But this time I really planned out the meetings wherever I'd go. I was Costa Rica, Mexico, state of Texas, and still had challenges going to the meetings because plans would change within the company. So I couldn't go to the meeting at the time I had pre-planned it. And a lot of times I just wouldn't be able to get to those meetings. So a couple of years ago, I was traveling to Texas, and I had a pre-planned meeting. And I was also looking for a place to eat, and I popped up Yelp. And I noticed on Yelp there were, you know, different Mexican restaurants I could go to. There were different Middle Eastern restaurants I could go to, all types of restaurants. And it hit me. If I had that same option where I could pop up an app, immediately located where I was, and would show me all the meetings in the area, whether it's a big book meeting, as Bill sees it meeting, a open speaker meeting, a Spanish meeting, I could go to any of those meetings. Now, with just a tap, and it would show me exactly how to get there. It showed the time of the meeting, the type of meeting it was going to be. It would locate those meetings right around where I was physically. So at any time, at any moment, I could get to the meeting. And that was my thought. It just hit me. And the vision is, boy, I just love to immediately went into, God, I want to make this a global thing, right? Really jumping out there. And the idea is the idea of being able to travel anywhere in the world, go to any event like a rock concert, going to the beach for the vacation, places where everybody's having a good time, but at the same time your guard's lowered and you don't have the community around you, be able to pop open that app and be able to get to a meeting. And it just hit me that this was the thing to do. And so from that point on, I started designing it, working with it, and it took me about a year and a half to be able to launch this app in May of this year, building on Android and building on iPhone. So it works on just about every phone out there. Not on BlackBerry, unless it has an Android operating system. Not many BlackBerries out there. So we launched in May, June, and our first objective was the state of Florida, to make that happen in the state of Florida. And so now we've populated everything for the state of Florida. And the next stage is over next month, we want to get as much feedback as possible. And with that feedback, the next step would then be to launch it into other states. And so we're looking at launching into 3 or 4 states by the end of the year. And in 2018, we want to cover throughout the entire country.
I love it. Here's the good news, folks. November the 11th, 10th and 11th, in Pompano Beach at the 101 Club, we're having the Sobriety Rocks Music Festival, and there's already a lot of people that are going to be going to that. And we want to thank you guys for supporting that event, because that's raising money for the 101 Club. And we want to thank SoberMap for sponsoring it. But one of the biggest things is it's going to give people opportunity at the event, the meet and greet the night before and the festival the next day, the 10th and the 11th of November, to come on out, talk with John and his team, and also download the app. I ask you to download it tonight, but if you're in the area and you want to come find out more and give them feedback, you're going to be able to do that. And over the next couple of months, Rockers in Recovery is going to be launching this everywhere. We're doing a small rollout campaign right now, right after the Wilkes-Barre event. We'll be doing a lot more things on a lot more of our platforms, and we'll be placing it everywhere. So please, you know, it's going to be a real special thing, and it's SoberMap.com you can go to, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can go to the App Store to download the app. Go to Google Play, and you'll see it at SoberMap, and just download it from there. Very simple to do. And also, as part of this, we're going to be supporting local events with Rockers in Recovery and providing raffle tickets for accessing events, too, for those people who sign up on the SoberMap app.
Oh, cool. How's that work?
Yeah. All right, you just download the app, and what we'll be doing is everybody who registers has an ID, and we'll be sending a notification to them as it went.
So. Oh, cool. Oh, that's very cool. That's very cool. And through this whole process, you see in 2018, where is it going to go? I mean, because this is really great as far as the thought process. So much can be built off of it. You know, do you see, like, other things coming into it as far as, you know, helpful you know, clicks that you can click on your, you know, and maybe listen to, you know, a show or watch a video. Do you see that stuff kind of coming into play also?
No, absolutely. And we built in a communications capability in it. You'll see it actually has the ability to do messaging and making calls literally from the app itself. But you'll be able to see whether it's IOPs or hospitals, different types of events coming up in the local area, late events. So the idea is the community itself will be able to access all the types of things that we normally see within the recovery community. But, you know, it's interesting. When I was building this app, I looked at all the events in the state of Florida. I had no idea, being as many years as I've been in recovery, I had no idea how many events there are out there. And I think the premium event is something like Rockers in Recovery. So to me, it was exciting to be able to do this, and I want to be able to present this inside the app. So when you go in there, it's not only about meetings. It's about getting access for help. It could be even parents looking, our family members looking for help and looking for different types of IOPs or rehab centers that might be in the local area within the app itself. And we'll be populating that as well. So, again, it's kind of like the Yelp where we, over time, we'll be putting more and more content that will be relevant to the recovery community.
This is a great, great project. Check out SoberMap.com. You can also go to SoberMap on any one of the iPhone downloads or the Google Store. You can do it all online, man. It's a really, really cool thing. You can also find them at Google on Facebook at SoberMap App, which is really kind of cool too. And you can keep up to date on different messages and stuff like that. John P., you are the best, dude. I want to thank you for being on the show tonight and being a part of Rockers in Recovery and your sponsorship and everything that you're doing to support the next coming events. And, you know, you rock, bro.
Thank you very much, John. I really appreciate it, and appreciate being part of the Rocker in Recovery app program. So, good to be there. Thanks, John.
It's a blessing. Thank you. We'll talk soon.
Take care.
All right, guys. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight and being a part of Rockers and Recovery's world. And in the infamous words of Mike Zito, coming back. And here you go, Mike Zito, keep coming back.
lost in my bubble. Keep coming back.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.